sharing personal items, razors, towels, toothbrushes, drinking glasses, lip balm, towels. I will never share anything with anyone again now.
Ever. Ever. Never.
Never. Ugh.
We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
It's one thing I've learned in life, that nothing is free. And if it's free, it's not good. I mean, look, here's a prime example right here. Well, no, I mean, let's go to the park. Now we're at the park and you're hot and you're thirsty. And what do you see? If you see a free water fountain right there that all these kids have been sucking on and whoever else has been sucking on, that's free.
You know what else
that's
is free?
That's not good.
Our podcast. And I like to think it's good.
Oh.
Our podcast is free. So.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
I went straight to water fountain. I saw a girl at the airport last time. They were just drinking out of that thing. And I just cringed.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I
drank out of a water fountain recently.
What do you mean? Did you really? What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when we were in Nebraska City down at the Lead Lodge, they've got a water fountain right outside the bathroom.
Okay.
And we had just come back from like a walk on that trail.
Oh, God,
and it was
yeah.
80 some degrees, which isn't bad. But like considering the fact that we were coming from 10 degrees to like then 80 degrees, and I wasn't wearing shorts or anything like that.
Okay.
I was wearing, you know, sweatpants. I was hot. Like, so it was one of those things where I was like, I need water. Like, I don't care if I get Ebola from this thing. I'm so thirsty.
That reminds me when Wylene and I first started dating, seriously, I took her out to Catalina Island, you know, because she'd never, cause remember I did that whole never flown before, never been through a desert, never been in all that stuff. I did it all in one trip. So we took a ferry after we drove all the way to California and then jumped in that ferry. And then we went to Catalina and stayed there for like 3-4 days. But there was this hike that went on clear up top, and it was miles. I mean, it was miles to get there. We're just following what we thought was a map on our phone. Oh, no. And I just remember that because it had this switchback going back and forth all the way up. The sun was blazing on us. I was wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Wylene was wearing jeans.
Yeah.
And I just remember her saying to me, if I had scissors, I'd tear these jeans apart right now. And she wouldn't stop until we got to the top. I was like, right on. I can't believe you drank out of the water fountain. Gross.
I can't believe it. Like I was doing it. I was like, this is happening. This is, I'm doing this. And it was fine. It was fine. And then of course, after that, I go back out and I see that there are cups by the,
okay,
for the coffee. It's cups for the coffee, but like, obviously you could take one of the cups, go over to the water fountain, fill a cup of water from the water fountain. Not that, I mean, but like, seriously, how much more different is that? Like,
it's not different. I mean, the only thing that skeeves me out is when I was younger, I guess, maybe I would stand, we'd stand in line in school or whatever, and people would be drinking, kids would be drinking through the water fountain, and the water would be coming out so minimal that kids would be putting their lips on it and sucking the water out. And I just remember even at a young age, I'm like, that is not just a one-time offense. There's tons of kids doing that.
You're
or
like
people.
Everybody's had their mouths.
Yes. I mean, why can't the water go high up so you can, you know, like it hits your face?
Ooh. So refreshing.
Yeah. How was the stream? Was the stream good on it or?
Yeah, it was good. I didn't have to get that close.
Okay. So
it was,
all right.
It had a good.
Well, see, that's fine. I think that's fine then, because if the stream has always been like that, then it's not going to.
Who knows what little baby paws have been all over. I mean, listen, I can't think too hard about it. It was over a week. It was a week ago.
Okay.
So like if I was going to contract something, I would think that I would already be down with whatever.
I hope you don't get a cold sore or anything this year, because I'm going to blame it on that 100%.
Yeah,
I've
let's
never
put
had
it
a
on
cold
that.
Sore, so yeah.
Not just from like making out with randos. Peter, it was the water fountain. He's like, that was a year ago. I'd be like, they just ate for a while.
They do.
You're like, really? Because I saw that guy at the supermarket that you've been talking to and he had a cold sore.
Yeah. All right. So real quick, we got to motivate in a second. But we do want to let you guys know we still have Nate Bargatze tickets. He's going to be at the CHI on the 25th of April. We're almost into April. It's crazy. The keyword. We'll give you the keyword here in about 10 minutes. But if you want to go ahead and jump on bigpartyshow.com right now, the Omaha Lancers, their final game is this Friday. Final game of the season, okay? So they're going against Sioux City Musketeers. And all you got to do is just go to bigpartyshow.com and then just drop your name in there. And I just want to thank the Lancers for partnering up with us this year. It's been wonderful.
It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been great. But yeah, we'll give you that keyword in just a bit. So let's motivate Molly. Then we can get back to cold sores. I like that conversation for some reason.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah. Again, it's all free.
Free.
It's a podcast. Like,
I don't think I'd pay for this.
All right. Would you rather eat fried chicken that tastes like bubble gum, steak that tastes like a banana, or bacon that tastes like cotton candy? Pick your poison.
Let's do bacon.
Oh, bacon.
Bacon
that tastes like cotton candy. All right.
Hey, this is your moment. Not the big one someday. This one, right now. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to start one step, one move, one decision. Because the person you want to become is built by what you do today. So take a breath, step forward, and go. You're closer than you think.
There you go.
Wow.
Closer than I think. You know, that's one thing that people, you all have to remember. I don't want to pretend like I'm living proof of it, but you can't lose if you don't quit. You know, just remember that, because once you quit, the game's over. Just keep going. That's all you got to do. And 9 out of 10 times, everything's going to go in your way anyway. Sometimes it just takes longer than you want it to. But then all of a sudden, one day, you're just going to open your eyes and everything's going to be where you want it to be. You know, it's just kind of crazy. I don't know if that's a manifested thing. It's just something that I believe in. You know, I mean, I've had many opportunities to quit. You know, we got let go. I could have quit then. I've had several radio gigs. I could have quit in between that. But for some reason, I just keep going. Keep going. And then you do a podcast. You end up there. And if that's your goal, then you work for free. Yeah.
Live the dream. One negative cent at a time.
Yeah, but laughter and fun is my payment, you know? It really is. There you go. Now back to cold sores. How do people get cold sores? Do you know? Because I do not know. I am not aware. Everyone always called cold sores like the kissing disease. Didn't they call it that when we were growing up or something?
I mean, you can get it. Like if somebody has an active cold sore and you kiss them, like you can get it. From what I understand, and again, I'm not a doctor, but from what I understand, it's oral herpes.
So it does sit for once you get it, that you have it.
You have it. There's no, there's no cure. It's not like, because there's a difference between a cold sore and a canker sore. Like a canker sore is something you get when like one of your little inside things gets like plugged up or you eat something or whatever.
Yeah.
A cold sore is actually like a sore around your mouth. And that is like a form of like the herpes virus.
Okay. Yeah. Cause so that,
it never goes away. I mean, like it'll like the cold sore won't go away, but you'll always have that virus in you. And so different points in time, it'll erupt and you'll actually have a visible cold sore.
Okay. Cause I hear they're painful.
Yeah. They look painful.
Painful. I've never had one. So yeah, God bless her. I guess right here it says, like you said, it stays in your body, but you can get it through physical contact. You know, like you said, like kissing, sharing personal items, razors, towels, toothbrushes, drinking glasses, lip balm, towels. I will never share anything with anyone again now.
Ever. Ever. Never.
Never. Ugh. I didn't even realize that. Stress brings it on. Sunlight and wind. Oh, my God. So if some strong sun exposure hits you or some cold weather, that can trigger it as well.
I knew stress was one of those things where didn't we had a boss that had.
No, he had shingles. And, you know, that's funny you said that because every day I have to be spoon fed on the television the shingles commercial.
Yeah.
God, I am like, what? And I flip it every time. Our boss, Mark, he had shingles. And by the way, once you hit 50, you're supposed to get a shingles shot. Because like 75% of us are going to get shingles. My doctor's like, it is the worst thing ever. So basically that's brought on by stress, I believe, as well. But his shingles was in his eyelid. His eyelid.
That's right. I was like, he had something. And I remember it was one of those things where you're like, that looks awful.
Yes.
Yes. And you're just like staring at it. You're like, you must be in so much pain. But also, yes. Like, you're the boss, so I don't.
He's grumpy. He was grumpy because he was in pain all the time. On the commercials, they always showed on the back of people's necks and their sides, and it looks awful. I'm going to go get a shot today.
You know about the shingles shot, don't you?
Yeah. You need a couple days after that. But whatever. I'd rather do that than get shingles now that we're speaking of it.
Why don't you wait and get it like Thursday when you've got. Or after the show on Thursday where you've got some runway.
Yeah, I suppose I can do that. You don't want me to sit here and whine. What's the side? What does it do? Is it just to knock you out like a
– I think it's I think it's a lot of discomfort. Like I don't think you feel great. Like I think it's – again, not a doctor. But I believe it's almost like flu-like. Like you don't feel good. Like – I was talking to my doctor about it, and she's like, definitely make sure that there's some Netflix series that you want to watch because you're probably going to be down for the count.
I'll do it because you can't get it, from what I understand, you can't get it. And again, I could be wrong, but you have to go to a Walgreens, a pharmacy to get a shingles
shot. Yeah, but you can also go, like, you're in Omaha, I believe, like Hy-Vee's Doc in a Box. Like, yeah, they've got that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be the pharmacy type deal. Yeah. Because I go to Think Whole, that Big O. Mm-hmm. They don't have a pharmacy there any longer, so they don't provide it easily.
You can get it when you go see your doctor. Like you can be like, I want the shingles shot, and they'll give it to you while you're on a doctor visit. But yeah,
God, what do you suppose that is?
In mind, it's not one shot; it's two.
It is.
And you then have you're one good? Shot, and then exactly X amount of months later, you get the booster, and it only works if you get both. So it's one of those things where they make sure that you schedule your booster before you get when you're getting your first one, because so many people are like, F this sucks, I am not going for another one, like I do not want to feel like that again. And they're like, you have to. Like it's the only way it'll work is if you get both shots.
Maybe that's what those commercials are meant for, then, to scare the hell out of you.
It works.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I mean, all they're leaving out is somebody laying there, you know, with anguish in their face and tears. You know, it just shows their hand can't touch it. They're like, they want to touch it, but they don't. Welcome to Shingle Talk.
Yeah.
Welcome to the talk.
Geez, here we go. The AARP podcast. It is. Like shingles. Everybody needs to get that shot.
We got merch. We got a new drop that happened. Here, let me show you. Molly, you've been wanting it. And there it be. Ask me about my fish.
I love it.
Yes. It's at bigpartyshow.com. So there you go.
It's so fun.
I sent an
image to my sister. So my sister has a fish tank.
Okay.
And I call it Steve TV.
And that's my brother-in-law.
Steve, like he'll go and he'll feed the fish and then he'll sit there and it's a huge tank. There's lots of fish in there. He'll just zen out watching those fish.
How many does he have? Just a lot of different types of fish in there then?
Yeah, I don't even know what kinds they've got.
Okay.
There's at least 15 of them in there. And there's snails. Right. They've got little snails because snails are really good because they clean the inside of the tank.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
And then there's certain fish that you can get that'll eat the rocks and spit them out, and they are cleaning the tank.
Oh, they're cleaning as well. I've heard of those, but I didn't realize that's what they were doing. I guess they're cleaning the rocks or eating the stuff.
They're eating the stuff off the rocks. And then they...
That sure was difficult to design because I didn't know what to do. And then finally I was just like, let's just do the fish, like a fish bowl with a fish
in
it.
It's really cute.
You know,
my sister wanted to know if that was Apple, and I told her no, that that was just, we didn't have a picture of Apple. That was my nephew's fish, his pet fish. It was a betta, and his name was Apple.
Oh, does she want a betta? Because I was going to put a betta on there instead.
I mean,
instead.
If you want to switch that up and make that a betta, even betta.
Okay, betta's a betta. Yeah, because that was
a betta.
That was the first thing I had put together on that, and on that particular shirt was a betta. But then I was for some reason I was thinking of Steve. I'm like, well, does Steve have a betta? I don't know.
Yeah, I told you about the betta that they had that my nephew had. So Conroy had a betta fish, and you put a mirror in there, and they think that there's another fish, and they're like, hey, I'm gonna blow some bubbles.
Okay, okay. All right, I'll just
add
it.
And then there were like
it.
The mistakes where they left the mirror in, and poor Apple had put like, he's like, I'm exhausted. How many more bubble beds can I make before this person comes over?
And has me. I thought if you put those two betas together, they would fight.
They will.
Okay.
You can't, it's like, you gotta only have one betta. There can only be one. They will fight each other.
What can I ask real quick, dumb question day? What color was the betta Apple? What color is Apple?
He was red. That's why they called him Apple.
Okay. All right. So red betta. I'm going to keep the one right there because I like it. And yeah. I spent too much time on it. And then I'm just going to add the betta in the merch store. Also, we have some toddler stuff. If you got some kids that want to be a party crasher, I put that in there as well. So your kid could be a potty crasher. And the reason being is because what you had said on Friday, how kids are a party
they
crasher.
Are. They're the OG party crasher. Hey! You're like,
yeah, so they're party crashers. All right, so we got a sponsor real quick. Let's hit that, and then we'll get you that keyword for Nate Bargatze. Okay, so hang on.
This episode is brought to you by the Office Fake Productivity Kit. Includes 1 aggressive keyboard typer, a spreadsheet that looks important, and a circling back email generator. Now when your boss walks by, you'll look busy, even if you're just planning lunch. Office Fake Productivity Kit. Work smarter, not at all. Now back to the Big Party Show.
All right. Thank you so much. Proud sponsor right there. All right. What's the word, Molly? It's Nate Bargatze's Big Dumb Tour. And again, it's April 25th at the CHI.
We are coming at you with the keyword. It is dumb. D-U-M-B. Dumb.
Don't be.
It's not because he's dumb, because that's the name of the tour.
Yeah. Don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb and miss this opportunity.
Yes, we're only once giving them away. I mean, you know, I have friends that are just buying them. You can win them too. We're 100% in on you know, giving these away to you fine people. Isn't that the truth? What else do we
have?
What's that? Go ahead. No, ahead.
No, I'm saying I love getting free. I mean, I know you talk about there's nothing free. Again, these are free tickets. They are literally free. Like, they're no strings attached.
Yeah,
you listen, I give them to you.
You're right. You're so positive today. You know, I started it off with water fountain, free water.
And now look where we're at.
Now look where we're at. Free.
Free.
What's this Trader Joe's thing going on? What is that?
Oh, man. The Trader Joe's. Swarm is hot right now. So apparently, I don't know when's the last time you've been into Trader Joe's, but
it's been a minute. Yeah.
They have these things. They're delicious. They call them mini sheet cakes.
Okay.
And they always have them in like the traditional flavors where it's like yellow cake with chocolate frosting or like a chocolate ganache. Like they have a bunch of different ones. I just bought one the other day. It's carrot cake and it has cream cheese frosting on top. It is so good. And then I recently bought one where it was a coconut cake with coconut cream cheese frosting. And that one's really good. So they've got seasonal ones that they come out with. But apparently everybody's up in arms because the seasonal one that sells out and that they are waiting for and it only comes out in spring is the lemon mini sheet cake.
Well, that sounds good.
Oh.
That sounds good. Okay.
So good. So the deal is that it comes out usually in March. So everyone's like, hey, where is the lemon cake? And it's not out yet. And I guess some Trader Joe insiders are like, it's not coming out until April. But I mean, there are people on like the Trader Joe fan Reddit page, like, give us our lemon cake.
People are crazy. I guess when you want it, you know, it's no different than a gluten-free, you know, what are you, Cheez-Its I went after.
Well, here's the thing. It's so crazy. So you've all these people, they're like, I buy as many as I can and I'll freeze them.
Oh.
And then there was one guy who was talking about, yeah, like I like to get them and then I'll freeze them. And then when they come out with the strawberry cake, I like to have a slice of the strawberry with the lemon and it's like strawberry lemonade. I mean, people are
Have you ever froze a cake like that and eaten it frozen?
No, but you can buy frozen cake. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, it's a game changer. It really is. Like I have to have everything frozen. You know, I eat cold food all the time. Drives Wyleen insane. But there's time that I have froze. Like, have you ever eaten a frozen, like a ho-ho or anything like that? For some reason, it's delicious. It's cold. It's the
frozen,
texture.
The Thin Mint cookies, the Girl Scout cookie Thin Mints, those are really good cold.
That's not the same. For some reason, when it's a frozen cake and you eat it frozen, it's something about it. I don't know. It like turns almost into an ice cream cake, but it's not ice cream. It's weird. Live life.
Well,
Try it.
I had never thought of the possibility of freezing one of these cakes. So
yeah.
I want to try one of these lemon cakes, and now I'm like terrified that the minute they drop, they're all going to be gone because all these people are just frothing to get a hold of one, that it's going to be a Cheez-It situation like you were talking about, where people are like, they're finally out. I'm buying every box.
God, people, I know. We're all crazy.
It's so bananas. But I've only recently, it was maybe 3 weeks ago that I bought my first mini sheet cake from Trader Joe's. People had told me about them, but I'm not really a store-bought cake person. But ever since Peter store-bought cake,
I was going to say, yes.
I've got it on my radar now. And now all of a sudden it's like nostalgia, right? Like now I kind of excited about a store-bought cake. So I go to Trader Joe's 3 weeks ago and they have this limited edition special one. And it's coconut cream cake. So it's coconut cake, and then it's topped with cream cheese frosting and then toasted coconut on top.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing too. What did
so
you get?
Peter loves coconut cake. So I get this for him. And I get home and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try like just a little, like I'm just curious, like, are these cakes any good? You know, like I bought it, he'll eat it because it's coconut. He doesn't care. But I'm like, does it meet the Molly standard?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Really? Game changer.
Like,
is this a thing?
Dude, I don't know if there's going to be any cake left. Like, I mean, it was like seriously one of those things where it's like, I just wanted to get like a fork because they're not that big. They're a mini sheet cake. So it's like half of a 9x13 pan.
Okay.
So you're only talking about like a 9x7. I mean, it's not that big. Oh my God. He was like, you get one slice. One.
That's it.
And I'm like, how dare you? I bought it. He's like, you bought it for me and you just figured out that you also like it. But let's keep in mind that the original intent was that that was all mine. So I'm being nice by saying you can have a slice. I was like, this is so.
It's that good.
It's so good. And the thing is that I forgot because, you know, dairy is not my friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I've played a little bit with the numbers where it's like I can kind of eat some stuff and it doesn't bother me. It like maybe a little bit discomfort, but not bad. I forgot that cream cheese is not one of those things.
Oh, boy.
I had the worst stomach ache. Like I was like, I think I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to die. And I still went back for another piece.
Did you really? Yeah.
Because it was
Isn't that funny
good.
How that works? Cream cheese is your thing, huh? I have dairy intolerance too, but not too terribly. I can't believe we're talking about
what I'm noticing is
now.
Is cream. So whether it's cream sauce, ice cream, cream cheese, anything that's got cream, like that is just too much. It's the dairy and the fat, and I just can't process it without it just being painful.
Yeah, I know.
So it's, I went to Trader Joe's the other day looking for this lemon cake, right? Like, because some people are like, maybe it'll be out. So I went, since I read the article and we were going to talk about it, I was like, maybe I can get one and we can try it on the show. And instead I got carrot cake because they didn't have the lemon cake. Oh my God.
Good too, huh?
I had it for dinner on Friday night. I was like, well, it is Friday. It's during Lent. We can't have meat. I guess I'll just have a slice of carrot cake. Peter's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Again, you got that for me. You get one slice.
What a great idea. They're so smart. I mean, think about that. I mean, if it's just, you know, I mean, who buys a giant sheet cake? I mean, selling mini sheet cakes is genius.
It's
the perfect size. Yes.
The price point isn't terrible because I will tell you this, it's real cream cheese frosting. So, I mean, that's the other thing is a lot of times when you buy store-bought cakes, it's that kind of like that whipped Crisco-y type of, you know, that kind of whatever sort of frosting. This is actually butter cream cheese. And the price point's like $5.49 for one of these mini sheets, which seems like you're like, well, that's, I mean, it's not terrible, but it's also, it's a little like you're like, well, this better be good. They've got like three more flavors that I want to go and buy. I got that carrot cake Friday.
It's already
Saturday
gone,
it was
right?
gone. It was gone.
You need to get them and freeze them. Just get them and freeze them. Why not? I mean, they'll last 3 months in the freezer, I'm sure.
Will they?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. 3 to 6 easily. Oh yeah, it'll last in there. You just don't want to get freezer burns. So I'd wrap it good. But yeah, about 3 months.
I mean, whenever I think of frozen cakes, I always think of Petridge Farm. You know how they have that frozen coconut cake?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you can. Like, that's frosted. I mean, it's frozen. It's frosted.
I say do it. Do it. So we've hit herpes. We've hit dairy intolerance. We've hit other old people stuff.
We're doing great. We're talking about store-bought cakes.
It's all free.
And facial herpes. You're like, who needs anything more? Let's call it a day.
What was the other thing? I just can't remember. Now I'm losing
shingles.
Shingles. Now I'm old.
So
I'm losing my mind.
We have cold sores, shingles, and dairy intolerance. Yeah.
And freezing cakes.
And freezing cakes. You guys, this show's got everything.
Kind of does. We got tickets to Nate and Lancer
tickets.
Yeah,
we do. And don't forget that keyword is dumb, just like the content on this show. But it is free.
We plan ahead, people. No, we really don't.
We kind of do. Yeah. I mean, we have a general idea.
I can't believe we're almost into April. Oh my God, how crazy!
My daughter lost her mind the other day.
Why? Because
it's almost April, and she's like, "No, it was just New Year's."
Ouch! Really? That is fascinating. I mean, it's like I'm dying to get into April. I cannot wait.
You are too young to feel like time is flying. She's like, it was just like slow things down. Normally kids are like, the minutes are dragging. Like they're just like, it is such a slog.
She's
like, your life must be good if you're feeling like, we got to start making some issues around here if you feel like this is just sliding by. I'm not doing a good enough job telling you no to stuff you
exactly.
want to do.
Yes. Did she try any of those cakes at all, or did the kids?
No, she's a chocolate gal. Like,
is
she's
she?
Like,
okay.
If it doesn't have chocolate, I treat her. This is the other thing in our house that is like making a comeback. She had Chips Ahoy recently, and she's like, "What are these cookies?"
Are you kidding me?
I'm like, Chips Ahoy. Like the stuff that grandmas have, like, yeah, she's like, they are delicious.
Let me ask you this. Which one did you get? Because they have so many different kind. Did you get the original?
Yeah, the original, just the crumbly kind, the one that's like almost like sand.
Yes.
You know, like she eats them. And I'm like, this is the rule. If you eat them, you have to wipe off the counter.
Yeah. Okay. Just rule like, number one. Yeah. I like to dip those. Those are the best dipping cookies. I grew up dipping those in milk. You know, does anybody do that anymore? You should go do that. Live life. Live a little, people. Funny
freeze
thing
cakes.
Is that.
Eat Chips Ahoy. God, we have a lot of trash bag talk on this show.
Well, they came out with gluten free Chips Ahoy. And that was a pure joy of handing that over to Wylene because she hasn't had a Chips Ahoy in so stinking long. And it
Did
tastes
she like it.
Tastes identical. Oh, absolutely. Took her right back when she was younger. But when then I went to that family fair store when they were closing down and everything was like 70% off, they happened to have Chips Ahoy gluten-free that was a soft.
Oh.
Yeah, those things lasted 2 seconds. And by the way, all that stuff that I had bought, I can't say all that stuff. Because I didn't buy everything in the store that was left over because they went out. They just moved. They didn't go out of business. They're just not there anymore. Everything was expired. I looked at some of the stuff, Molly, and it expired in like April of 25. I'm like, no wonder you didn't take it to the other store and sell it. You're just – is that illegal? I couldn't even believe it.
You can't be selling stuff like that. That's terrible.
Yeah. Everything I grabbed, I looked at it. I'm like, that expired like in August. So I'm like – and then part of it's like, well – I did pay 30% of the regular price, but
still,
I know
that's not.
And
good.
I'm 100% expired food eater. I would do it. I have stuff that, expired in 22. Here, there was that one thing. What was that?
I can't remember. The nacho cheese that you found that was like expired when whatever.
I opened that up and no, that went right into the garbage. And then I started throwing other stuff.
Why did you even waste the energy opening that?
Because I figured if it's canned, it's good to go. No. That's a best buy date, not an expiration date.
Yeah, best buy within a year, I would say. You're talking this is 2026, friend.
Yeah, I was COVID. That's all COVID food. But the scariest thing I had that I haven't gotten away, thrown away yet is mayo that expired a year ago. Yeah, I know.
We got to get into what you're doing for Easter.
Okay. When do we want to do that? Wednesday? We had after party coming up.
We got after party. Let's talk a little bit about it at after party.
Okay. That's going to be coming up next. Also, I want to chat a little bit about dress codes a little bit. So we'll hit that. And then we'll hit the Easter thing because that's going to be exciting. Easter just snuck up. Is Lent over with? Is Lent over with?
It will be when Easter happens.
Okay, so this Friday is your last chance to get some of the fish fries, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Or is that it? And okay, all right, cool.
We don't have them really in Chicago. There's like one parish that did one like last Friday, but other than that, nope, it's not a Chicago thing.
Okay, all right. I didn't know that. I figured you guys would have it. Yeah, because here it's crazy. I mean, everyone's trying to get their fish fry on. You'll hit that, and we also have some no dumb questions that we need to approach, and we only do that on the after party. So we'll see you there. It's Tuesday drop, and yeah, have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel and my bro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. Sitting on the john.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.